and a happy Thursday to all Hank fans that celebrate it.
On Thursday,
it's why we love today.
20th day of the second month of 2025. We are 51 into this puppy. 314 left to go. 12 days until Fat Tuesday, start of Mardi Gras. 17 days until we flip the clocks forward. Daylight saving time will start.
Ugh.
2.5 weeks, man.
Wasn't there like some bills to get that removed and we weren't going to do it anymore? And it was Texas and it was on a federal level. I want some answers.
I think only Elon has that power.
Doge, where are you?
And we lose an hour, so he's all for trimming things.
Yeah, very efficient.
25 days until St. Paddy's, 59 until Easter, 10 days until Texas Independence Day.
All right.
Today is a good one right here. It's Love Your Pet Day.
Aw, Hank and Lola.
Fantastic.
Hi, guys.
They'll eat your pets.
Yeah. It was their birthday last Friday, so it's been a big week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What did they get for their birthdays? Something from the Sharper Image, perhaps?
They got even more love because, yeah, they're neurotic. They don't need to worry about their age.
It is National Cherry Pie Day.
She's my, like Warren sang.
National Handcuff Day. Hey, now. Okay.
It's for the police.
8:45, we will have plenty of those. Exactly. It's National Comfy Day.
Aw, look at you. You even wore a hoodie.
How
novel.
I'm almost double hoodied today. And a scarf. And two coats. My girlfriend did point out that, she's from Kansas. So, mm-hmm. She's like, and she's lived in Colorado and New Mexico mountains. Said, people in Texas do not have winter coats. They do not have winter apparel.
You know, I was actually...
If you had to break out at an impromptu skiing session, most of us would be toast.
Well, you mentioned that yesterday, that I had my coat on inside, and yeah. I realized I don't really have very many long sleeves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have much to wear.
That's how we like to live, on the edge around here. It is Clean Out Your Bookcases Day.
No, but, I mean I'm going to get to them. Why would I do that?
Just like those books that are on the bookcase that mm-hmm. someday I will read.
There's so much knowledge in there.
It's Kurt Cobain Day. It is his birth date.
Nirvana!
On this date in history, things happened, such as, unfortunately for Heather Lee, in 1872, the modern-day elevator was invented.
It's gonna get ya.
You are not a fan.
Nope. No way,
elevator.
Man. Uh-uh.
1872, on the same day, the first machine for manufacturing toothpicks was patented.
And do you like some clean teeth?
On this date, 1944, the Batman and Robin comic strip premiered in newspapers.
Ooh, and now there's like three or four of him in every room in my house. Batman, very popular.
How many newspapers, though, do you have around the area? On this date in 1959, a couple of firsts, by the way. Jimi Hendrix played his first ever show.
Rock on, dude.
On this date in 1962, astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit Earth.
Go, John. Wow. It's your birthday. No, it's not.
Turns out, not flat. On this date in 1974, this is peak 70s pop culture news, Cher filed for a divorce from Sonny Bono.
She ain't got no time for no man.
On this date, also in peak 90s pop culture, Alan Jackson made a guest appearance on Home Improvement. I remember
this. Yeah. Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Sang, that was such a great show, Home Improvement. Sang Mercury Blues.
Who did he talk to over the fence? Wilson.
Wilson was the guy behind the fence, yeah. On this date's underrated show, they're premiering on Adult Swim, Robot Chicken, in 2005. Which, you know, robot chickens. That might solve things.
I saw it was like a conspiracy theory about the robot chicken on the internet yesterday.
Anything having to do with poultry or eggs right now has a couple of tinfoils attached to its hat.
So many connotations.
Happy Thursday birthday cakes to 22 today, Olivia Rodrigo. She is rather popular. So is Rihanna, 37 today, who her boyfriend ASAP Rocky just got cleared of all charges earlier in the week.
He's not guilty.
That's right. We're here with your rap news. Hank FM. Miles Teller, he is a thing right now, 38. Trevor Noah, host of The Daily Show, formerly, 41. Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys is 50. We got
the so pretty
Backstreet Boys in their 50s now, folks. Andrew Shue is 58. Who throws a shoe?
No, he's from Melrose Place.
Cindy Crawford is 59 today.
She's pretty.
Charles Barkley is 62.
He's not.
And actor Sandy Duncan is 79. There you go. That is why we love it. It is also a Will It Flow Thursday.
Will it flow?
We're back to our roots. What goes in coming up next? Start.